In finalizing communications, it starts with a communication with yourself in a corporation or in our businesses. There's internal communications with our staff, people from accounting and sales and marketing and legal and product development. As an entrepreneur, it's very important to learn how to communicate with different people, keep them motivated, keep them happy, keep them accomplishing the jobs, because nothing is worse than an organization where the communication is so bad or people are angry with each other that the whole organization, the whole BI triangle blows up. There's also the communication or the systemic marketing. You know, marketing is different from sales. Marketing is really a system of communication that's kind of automatic. And that marketing is, how do you keep communicating or keep talking to or keep selling to your customers out there so that they become lifelong customers with you? That's all part of selling and communication. And I spent years and years learning how to sell, how to communicate in different ways. And in my experience, it is one of the single most important skills. Your wealth is a direct reflection of how well you can sell. Would you agree with that, Blair?
Absolutely. The other thing I wanted to mention, as you said, as I've worked with thousands of companies around the world, and unfortunately, many entrepreneurial companies still have the belief that I've got great product, we've got a great management system here, we've got a niche in the marketplace. And what happens is sometimes those companies implode because of exactly what you say. They don't have the internal communication system. Sales and marketing is fighting with production. Production is fighting with accounting. There's no system by which they communicate properly to keep information flowing, number one. Number two is that there is no empathy of one group toward the other. As you mentioned, when I'm talking to an accountant or I'm talking to the finance department, they have a very different set of needs, a different set of emotions to deal with than when I'm dealing with the sales department. Those systems, as well as those sensitivities to how to communicate, are critical. And those managers out there are people that are running organizations that figure they've got a great mousetrap, but fail to understand that their job as a leader is to motivate people on a daily basis.
And keep harmony with the motivation coming
in. And keep harmony, those companies implode as well. Because the truth of it is that, yes, you and I talk about you've got to be able to talk to yourself and sell yourself, and as entrepreneurs, we've got to do that. The truth of it is, most of the people that are working for us in those organizations, maybe they don't have that self-discipline. Maybe they don't have, they need a little bit
of self-esteem.
They need a kickstart from somebody at the top or somebody in an organization that can stand up and motivate those troops, remind them of the mission, communicate with them, and, as you mentioned, set up regular systems of communication that highlight the wins of the organization, that highlight the progress of the organization, so that everybody, wherever they are in the company, feels like they're an integral part of it.
So the word communication management is a very big subject, and sales is a very big subject. My message to all of you, if you want to have more money, never stop promoting, never stop selling, and never stop marketing, and never stop communicating. And a lot of times, that's what it comes down to, not so much in the selling, but in the selling of yourself to go forward, even though every part of you is saying, no, 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 I want to quit. So I want to thank you, Blair, for being part of here. I love working with you, and I think your sales dog program is very important for everybody to find out their own style and develop that style rather than try and be like somebody else.
It's an honor to be a part of the project.
Thank you.